go down here and show you, and then we'll go through it so that you guys know why they're here. Part of the staff recommendations and the decision of record, I've highlighted in red. The final plat will be filed with Taney County Recorder's Deed Office within 2 years. This was about 2 years ago from the date of the approval of the preliminary plat. So the Planning Commission may grant an extension of time for the final plat submission if it finds that the conditions on which the preliminary plat was approved have not changed substantially. So that's why they're here tonight. I can go through this for you so that you can see what you originally approved.
I remember this.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's on 165. Historic 165. This is where 265 comes into it. Get it a little bigger for you. It's this parcel right here. It's in front of the wilderness. South of State Highway 165, immediately west of Cedar Glade Road. Here it is to the right-hand side. If I'm going too fast, let me know, or if I need to back up, just holler. View from the west.
Back up on shot. I thought they were,
This is our view from the west. This is his historic 165.
Okay.
This was the concept drawing of Hollow, Echo Hollow Estates, the plat plan that was presented at that time. A 24-lot subdivision. On September 11th, 1992, the Planning Commission approved Division 3 Permit 1992-126A, authorizing the development of an RV park and a commercial subdivision on a total of approximately 77.5 total acres, referenced as the Wilderness Club RV Resort, Incorporated. Approximately 66.5 acres were located on the south side of State Highway 165, with 11 acres being located on the north side of State Highway 165. On June 22, 1994, the plat of Wilderness Club RV Resort was signed by the Planning Department staff and filed with the Taney County Recorder's of Deed Office. And that was this plat here, which is this area. And here's the area that we're talking about. June 22, 1994, the plat of the Wilderness Club RV Resort was signed by the Planning Department staff and filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office. On August 21, 1995, the Planning Commission denied the request by Pine Woods Village to rezone approximately 21.52 acres to develop 104 single-family lots for cabin-style homes. The primary concern noted dealt with density. On September 20, 1995, the Board of Adjustment granted an appeal to denial issued by the Planning Commission authorizing the development of the Pine Woods Village. The approximate 8.77 acre tract of land in question is shown on the maps from both of the two previous Division 3 permit files, but appears to be shown in each file as a future phase of the development. There's a proposed 24 acre Echo Hollow Estate subdivision will be located on plus or minus 8.77 acres per the assessor's information beacon. The applicant got approval for the Planning Commission on the preliminary plat for the 24-lot major subdivision. June 19th, 2012, the Taney County Commission adopted the subdivision regulations for Taney County, which removed and separated the subdivision regulations from the Development Guidance Code. Per the provisions of the subdivision regulation, an administrative minor subdivision is a division of land into tracts less than 10 acres in size with no more than a total of 6 tracts. Therefore, a major subdivision is classified as any division of land into tracts less than 10 acres in size which does not fall within the classification of administrative minor subdivision. Echo Hollow Estates is considered a major subdivision requiring the plat approval of the Planning Commission. Per the provisions of the Missouri Revised Statute and Subdivision Regulations, preliminary plat approval shall be based upon the plat's compliance with the provisions of the subdivision regulations. Again, here's our preliminary plat that was presented. 24 lots within Echo Hollow Estates will be served by an existing Taney County Regional Sewer District main and an existing community well. The required minimum lot size for lots served via the public sewer is 8,000 square feet, with a minimum road frontage of 70 feet per lot. All the lots indicated on the submitted sketch plan will meet the minimum lot size and road frontage requirements. The road right-of-ways serving the subdivision have been cleared for a number of years, and I took a picture of them, or they did today, this morning, and I'll show you a picture. They still are cleared like they were. And the water mains, sewer mains, and electrical services have been put in place adjoining the future roadways. However, prior to the final plat approval, applicants shall either install all of the required public improvements or provide an appropriate security in compliance with the provisions of Article 8 of the subdivision regulations. Performance bond from a qualified insurance or bonding company, an irrevocable letter of credit from a certified lending institution, or cash bond for 110% of the costs associated with the construction of the improvements. The representative has submitted an engineering grading, roadway, storm drainage, sanitary sewer, and water plans. Per the provisions of the Taney County Road Standards, Echo Hollow Estates will be considered a high-density residential subdivision, requiring a 50-foot right-of-way and a 31-foot road width for all new subdivision roads. The road surface shall either be asphalt or concrete. The representative is proposing a green space area that will be maintained via a property owners association. Adjoining property immediately to the north is a vacant tract of land owned by Wilderness Club, Incorporated. The adjoining property immediately to the south is Pine Woods Village, a residential subdivision. The adjoining property immediately to the east is a Wilderness Club RV Resort. The adjoining property immediately to the west is a vacant tract of land within the municipal limits of Hollister. The project received a score of a negative 5 on the policy checklist out of a maximum score of 57. The relative policy received negative scoring consists of emergency water supply, solid waste disposal service, pedestrian circulation, and traffic. You guys have already approved this. Here's a picture taken today. Yep. Electric bolts are in. The sewer connects are there. So really all you guys are here to approve is an extension of time for the final plat submission. And I did not find that the conditions had changed. What I did not find was how long of an extension. I guess that's up to you guys, because I didn't see any kind of guidance on a timeline.
Well, we have to say it's for sale.
Is this where we talked about in the permitted for the log cabins built by the fellow that was building them down on 86?
Yes.
Yes.
So I don't recall any extension being talked about, but I do recall a real concern by the other people in the neighborhood of water supply. Not enough well and water pressures.
Will remember that?
Yeah, it's the biggest concern they had at that time.
Yeah, was water pressure. And I don't see anything in here saying that anything had to be done. And I think that we even put that as part of the agreement.
But a little bit about the water business, you know, they have equal rights to the water, and it's up to the water district to make adjustments.
Right, well, here,
I've been to that school.
Item number two that's on the screen, the applicant shall submit a report signed and sealed by a registered engineer in compliance with Article 6, Section 4, Subdivision Regulation.
Okay.
Stormwater drainage, water supply, wastewater disposal, and traffic analysis and street capacity. So, yes, you did address that.
Yeah. Okay. And I think that that's, as long as those things were addressed, I don't see a problem extending it.
You want to say something?
Yes, sir. Mike Stalzer, once this was done concerning the water, we had the engineering report from an engineer that did all the calculations, and that was submitted to the DNR, and I have my water permit for all of these, for the 24 lots.
Well, that settles that if he's got a permit from DNR.
Yes, I do.
It needs to be submitted.
I did fax that to Bob Atchley as well as the engineering report.
You have that, Scott?
Well, I'll look, but I mean,
as long as it's on there, that's all we need.
Right.
Well, yeah. That's in that. If he's got that, well, there's no use worrying about
and
that.
And also, by the way, when there were several residents that did complain about the water pressure, you also have an independent report prior to the meeting that was submitted to you all that showed the water pressure at every one of those residences to the meeting.
There was concerns about water pressure before you ever entered the picture.
Yes.
Yes.
I remember that.
And I have that document as well.
I remember it.
Yes, so.
So you're representing Mr. Friend?
No.
Oh, no.
Friend was be purchasing the property from us.
Okay, you're the owners of the property. He was the one that was.
Yes, right. And that didn't go through, and a lot of time went by. We want to be able to.
Already been planned.
This, yes. And
this was a fairly large development taking place all these years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is original.
This is,
and my clarification is we would not be the end user that they would be able to qualify from you, if that's correct, based on this decision that we had before, to take over the community and finish it with the approval.
Or I haven't asked them yet. We'll have to ask them.
How long are you wanting this extended for?
Well, the property is for sale.
Well, we had to stop selling it because February 9th was, that's when this expired.
When the deal expired with the prior?
No, our decision of records.
Yeah. When did it expire?
The time was up.
Yeah, the final plat shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds within 2 years. February was the 2 years.
How about another year?
Well, a year, year and a half, that would be great.
How about 2 years?
That would even be better, bud. But we all know
they have up to 2 years to do it, correct?
Yes.
So, yeah.
I was going down that path, but it seems like they're doing everything they can to stay compliant.
If you're comfortable with it, I put it in a motion.
I make a motion to extend their time of permission by 24 months.
Somebody want to second that?
I'll second that.
Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Oh, yeah.
I hope I'm retired.
Ayes have it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
So did you come here from Brooklyn?
Boston.
I came from Long Island.
Oh, Long Island.
Yes. Thank you. So will we get a new decision of record of how that works?
I just make motions. You need to talk to
me. Talk to George. I'll call you. We'll figure out something to write up. Letter or something showing the extension.
Okay, will that need to be recorded, please?
Yep, I would assume that we need to record.
Would they be two separate decisions? Just like the last time?
No, I mean, if you want to extend, I think your nightly rental one that's recorded didn't have this expiration on it. No. Correct.
Yeah,
24 lots.
Your
last submittal. So, yeah, we'll just get one.
That'll be a little fat boy.
Calm them down there, Steve. Right. They're still in session.
Yeah, they just, you know, once these two start it, then all of you think you can do it.
Oh,
Oh,